Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Simon Mannering is with us. Simon is he's the founder and CEO of We First, which is a branding firm, and he's the author of a book called We First, and it's all about how brands and consumers, how your company, your brand, and your customers use social media. And he says we can do it to build a better world. Let's see what he means by that. Simon Mannering, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. Why do you think that, I mean, I know, my audience knows that we've talked a lot on the show about, all the time, about, building relationship with customers. In the last few years, we've been incorporating the phenomenon of social media, the craze that social media has become. Why do you think that we'll actually, the result will be a better world?
Well, what's changed specifically is that, customers out there have a voice, and what they're saying is they want to see the companies they support with their purchasing power, with the dollars, actually be more socially responsible. And in the past, they may have wanted that, but they didn't really have a platform or any sort of tool to get their voices heard. And so now that they can, brands are being forced to listen. And also consumers are organizing themselves and saying, listen, if you don't behave responsibly, if you are only lining your own pocket or, your bottom line and actually doing damage to the environment or not treating your employees well, then we're not going to support you with our purchasing power. So there's this chance now to celebrate and almost like punish companies depending on their behavior. And as such, with that new dynamic in play, the whole private sector, if you're a small company, a mid-sized company, we can all engage in bringing our core values to life as a brand. What's important to us as a brand, bring that to life for our customers. And in so doing, we actually have a positive impact for society at large.
Well, I agree with you because one of the things that I've been saying, I have a little thing that I say that value is the threshold. Value used to be the main connector between a customer and a company. You had to deliver price, product, and service in a valuable way. But in what I'm saying in this world that you're talking about, that value is just now the threshold. It's merely the threshold of our relationship. Values, the things that you talked about, I call those values. I put an S on that word value. Values are the foundation of our relationship. What do you think?
I completely agree. And the main reason is, I'm sure that you find this too, Jim, I think we're all pretty overwhelmed by information on the web and through advertising nowadays. And we've all got very busy lives. We've got businesses to run. And so we shifted from sort of search mode where we just want to find more information and are really excited about the internet and what the information it can provide to, oh my gosh, how do we keep up with everything? In which case, the way we're filtering things is by we're looking for what's meaningful to us. And I think as consumers and also as business owners, we're starting to filter out the stuff that's just noise and that's making out that is not valuable to our lives. And if we see a company, and by extension of that, if we see a company being irresponsible, we don't want to support it. If we see a company doing meaningful things, we do want to share it with our peers, through social media, through Facebook and Twitter, in the shopping aisle when we buy our products. And that dynamic can really drive the bottom line of a small, medium, or even a large corporation.
Well, one of the things that I've thought a lot about this too, Simon, and one of the things that I've thought about is when you think about, okay, how are you socially responsible? Are you a green company? Do you give back to the community and et cetera, et cetera? There's more to it than that, it seems to me. And you talked about all the noise. A lot of the noise is marketing messages. And in the old days that you talked about a minute ago, there was a lot of manipulation in the marketing messages. And I think one of the ways consumers are defining the values, and that, as you say, are it's going to make the world a better place, is simply this. Does the company do what it says it will do? Do the marketing messages match up with the performance? What do you think?
It's true, and you know, that said, it's very easy for companies to even claim that they're doing good things. I mean, we've all seen the green movement where now, you know, as long as you sell your goods in a Hessian bag, you know, people claim that they're green. But the flip side of that is there's never been more of a demand for transparency. I mean, when you think of everything from WikiLeaks through to the phone hacking scandal at the mm-hmm. end of the world right now, you know, through to the pushback against BP with the oil spill in Mexico online, through to the fact that, you know, during the Arab Spring revolutions, you know, the state government might put out one video or say one thing's happening, but videos on the ground show something very different. Consumers and citizens out there are saying, no, we want to know what's really going on, and we have access to information on the web and through social media that we can generate ourselves, that we can see that. So if you're not only saying something that's not true, and then we find out that it's not true, we're going to punish you with our purchasing dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think so too. And see, this is where we come to what I call the customer being the co-owner of your brand message and your brand. What do you think?
I completely agree. I think consumers are now starting to co-author the stories that brands tell because, you know, outright they can just talk about a brand. They can shoot a video on a small little camera and put it on YouTube and say what they want, or they can write on Twitter or Facebook and say what they want and reach their community for no cost other than their time. But also, many brands are reaching out in a sort of crowdsourcing kind of way where they say, hey, community, we'd like to know what you think first before we make something.
Right.
Or we'd like to involve you in the process and mm-hmm. say, what would you like us to do next? And so there's this co-authorship going on. So I think brands either fight it or they actually accept it and become sort of let go of a little bit of control but work with their customer community.
And one of the things that this then the next logical progression, and I want to get your thoughts on this when we come back, is it not logical that the next step is for your customers to start being co-owner of your products, not just your message, but your products? Simon, give us the website, please. Tell us how we can find the book.
Yes, the book is at wefirstbook.com, wefirstbook.com, and also on Amazon. And,
all right.
You know, it really does take a look at the latest in mobile, gaming, and social technology and how you can use that to build your business.
Hold on to that thought. Simon Mannering is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.